1-800-327-9327.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning and happy new year if you're just joining us. It is Sunday morning. And it's the time of the year where we, kind of make a mental note of what we've gone through this year. Take a sheet of paper and write down everything that you've gone through, all the positive, all the negative things that happened with you in your perennial bed, your flower beds, your vegetable garden, your trees. Did they bloom enough? Was there foliage damage? Did you have a lot of dead branches? Did you have dieback? What did the lawn look like? Did you get some new weeds that you never seen before? You know, take a few minutes, walk your property, make some notes, and that way you'll have an idea of where you need to concentrate your efforts in the coming weeks. We have a caller, Tom. Who's up next?
Next up, we've got Sandy from Maine with a question about tulips.
Hey, Sandy, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club. And
hey,
Happy New Year to you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I got to tell you that vitamin C seaweed is incredible. I use it all the time for everything. Great stuff.
It really is.
Yeah, I'm so glad that you had her on. And I actually called them that day on a Sunday, and they took my call and my order. Their little daughter picked up the phone. It was so cute. I went and got some tulips and daffodils, like you said, half price, which was great. And I didn't think I was going to do it, so I didn't write down what you said to do. I plan on putting them in a pot in the Bilco and then bringing them out, you know, in February and forcing them. I just want to you to go over that. And I also have a question after that, or do you want me to tell you? I guess you want me to tell you now. I have some hostas that I've had for 10 years in the garden, and the first 3 or 4 years they were doing great. They were blooming. They were getting bigger and bigger. And by mistake, because somebody gave some tiger lilies to me, I put them in on top of them, like, in the late fall, you know, like 6 years ago, and they're huge. The bulbs are, like, the size of a softball, and they have, like, 20 blooms per stem. They're 8 feet tall. They're gorgeous. It's a very unsunny area. I live in the woods. I get about 4 hours of sun in that spot, and I'm wondering if the leaves of my hosta are getting smaller because of the lilies or because of the lack of sun or maybe not enough fertilizer. I just don't know. I want to move them and get them out, and I'm not quite sure how to do that and what to give them to get them to maybe, can I get them to get bigger, or is it too late? They're healthy.
The thing that's happened in the last 5 years, 6 years, that garden that was partial shade then is getting more and more shade because the trees themselves are getting larger. So we figure if you have maples, for example, your maple can grow 12 to 18 inches of new foliage every single year. So in 5 years, each tree can make in the neighborhood of 5 to 7.5 feet and possibly more of foliage, you know, not just the top, but the sides and the width and the density is getting thicker. So that's cutting back on the amount of some of the sunlight coming into that garden. So that would in turn give you smaller plants. Now, hostas are plants that forgive and forgive and forgive. They're tough as nails. And that's a plant that in the spring, when you see that they're out of the ground an inch, dig them up, divide them, leave a clump in that area, but take that plant that you've divided and put them in different areas in your yard. I have hostas all over my yard. I like them. Got great leaves. Some of them have beautiful flowers. Some have, you know, they're a pastel blue flower. Nothing really great to look at, but the foliage is beautiful. So dig them up, divide them. Now, when you divide a hosta, you want to have the little shoots that are coming out. You want to have 3 to 5 shoots per clump. And then when you replant them, condition the soil. Say to yourself, this hosta plant's going to be in here 5 years, maybe more. So dig a good size hole, buy some compost, buy some animal manure, peat moss, and condition that soil at the time of planting. The better off it gets, the better it's going to grow in the long run. So, you know, spend the extra money, do it correctly, and it will repay you 10 times. But when you divide it, a minimum of 3 shoots, if it's a good-sized plant and you can do 5. Break them up during late March, early April, depending on when spring decides to get here, and move them in different areas of your garden. And the amount of light, the intensity, the duration will determine the size of the foliage. Now, one thing that I love to do with my hosta, to help them to get bigger and stronger and to produce more blooms, I use mycorrhiza. So, at the time of planting, go to your garden center, and you can buy a product made by Espoma. Espoma makes Holytone and Plantone. They have tree tone for trees. They have vegetable tone for the vegetable garden. All slow release, all organic, all natural fertilizers. They'll feed the plant over a long period of time. Use some of those products at the time of planting just to get the roots off. Espoma, 2 years ago, saw the light. And the light in the gardening industry is called mycorrhiza. And mycorrhiza is now added to every product that they make. And if you can mix in some of that at the time of planting, it will help the root system to develop quicker, to get the plant well established faster. And if you're going to be dividing it, that's going to give it a little bit of a shock. And you want to get it established before July and August gets here, so that when it gets hot and it gets dry and you forget to water, the plant's already caught and it will do an awful lot better for you. So don't be scared. Daylilies, they love to be divided. Hosta, they love to be divided. And many of your perennials, the same thing. Let them come up so they're about an inch in height. That way you can see where the new shoots are, and you can divide them at that point. But the secret, condition the soil. Make it better than it was originally, and it will really, really pay off. Now, bulbs, forcing bulbs. The weather is so mild out, most of you, the ground is not frozen, and you can still plant bulbs in your garden, and they will still flower in the springtime. If you want to force them, you can pot them up. Again, go to your garden center, buy a good quality potting soil, and pot them up. Now, a 6-inch plastic pot will hold 5 to 7 tulip bulbs, will hold 4 to 5 daffodil bulbs. Now, the tulips, for example, when you look at the bulb, there is a flat side. The flat side of the tulip should go up against the plastic pot because the first leaf will come out on the flat side of the bulb, and that will make your pot look that much better. Get them potted, good drink of water, put them where it's cold, in the tool shed, in your garage.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
Today, more of us are trying to garden organically. To garden organically, you will need good gardening soil. To have good gardening soil, you will need good organic matter. The best form of organic matter is compost. Compost piles will take a year to make good compost, and the best part leaches into the ground. Most compost piles do not get hot enough to kill weed seeds. And if you buy compost by the bag, it's expensive, $7 or more. My dad made all the compost for his entire neighborhood with his compost tumbler. He filled his compost tumbler with as much as 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste. And in just 2 weeks, he filled 2 wheelbarrows with rich, weed-free compost. That's about $50 worth of bag compost. Go to paulparent.com, click on Sponsors, and then Compost Tumbler for information and special discount pricing code. The Compost Tumbler at paulparent.com.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Warning, the unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, pandemic, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to freesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival Minicourse that will prepare you right in your own home. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to a 7-part urban survival mini course at freesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. freesurvivalminicourse.com. freesurvivalminicourse.com or call 800-366-5138. 800-366-5138. You'll be glad you did.
Well, good morning and happy new year to all of you. We've been talking with Sandy about her bulbs. And as I mentioned earlier, a lot of the garden centers, the nurseries, the big box stores, they had a ton of bulbs left. And they were selling it for half price or even less. Buy them. It's not too late. But what I want you to do is squeeze the bulb and make sure it's still firm. And you can still plant them in the ground, and they will still flower. Okay? So as long as when you squeeze a bulb, you're not seeing any sawdust, any soft spots, it's nice and firm, get them in the ground, and they'll do very well. You can also force them. And if you have a second refrigerator that you use for functions. You have a birthday party or 4th of July party, and the rest of the year it's not being used. Pot them up, give them a good drink, put them in the refrigerator, close the door. They'll stay cold. That's how commercial growers force bulbs, under refrigeration. They keep them there for a 12-week period, take them out, and they come in bloom. Some growers will pot up their bulbs, cover them with a foot of bark mulch or shredded leaves, and leave them outside, and then as you get near Easter, they'll dig them out of the mulch or sand, bring them in a greenhouse, force them into color for the holiday, depending on when Easter is. This year, Easter is the first week in April. So you've got January, February, and March. And your small bulbs, things like crocuses, grape hyacinths, scillas, any of your small bulbs, even the miniature daffodils, the ones that are called tete-a-tete, little miniature yellow daffodils, those are ready to bloom in just 8 weeks. So if you can find some, pot them up, give them a good drink, put them someplace where it's going to be cold. And 1 year before we had our garage, What I did is I got them all parted, took care of them, put some in the doghouse. We had an old doghouse. The dog had passed away. The doghouse just sat there. So I put them inside the doghouse, waited till it got really cold so that the rodents were done and had a place to live, and then I stuffed it full of pine needles, and I pulled them out whenever I wanted color. And I took some, and we had a deck, a raised deck, about 18 inches off the ground. I put them underneath the deck, near the house, so they were sheltered from the wind and from the real cold weather. They had a wooden deck on top of them, which protected them from the sun so that they wouldn't freeze and thaw. And it also kept the bulk of the moisture off of them. And they did very, very well. So if you can get them, they feel firm, they look good, you can still plant them and you can still force them. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got George from Mass with a question about voles and moles.
Hey, George from Massachusetts, good morning and Happy New Year to you.
Hi, I'd want to say Happy New Year to you and your family too, Paul, okay? And we're
looking forward
to going to England too.
I can't wait. It's coming.
The Chelsea Flower Show. So anyway, I got a question for you, Paul. You know, you told us that when we get into the real hard winter and it starts to really freeze up to make sure we compost our perennials. Well, I never knew when that point was reached, so I did it anyway. But I used eelgrass this time. So I went around all my perennials and used eelgrass. And then you said that you should watch to make sure that there isn't any dug-up area where these little varmints would be digging in, you know? And I've never seen that either. So I'm just telling you that it could be a possibility that the eelgrass is keeping these varmints away. I just don't know.
Okay. George, why don't you hold on a second?
Okay.
We're coming up to a break. And when we come back, I want to ask you a couple more questions about eelgrass, what you're doing, and what gardening is like on beautiful Cape Cod. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for Aromatic Liquids Extracted from a Broad Range of Flowers, Stems, Seeds, and Bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA, from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
As we age, we lose both strength and muscle mass. Undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows is nature's most powerful food to gain back lost muscle. Virtually all whey protein powders or drinks have been damaged during processing or are high in sugar. This damaged whey causes a significant loss in the ability of the body to build new muscle proteins. The high sugar content will stop all the benefits of your growth hormone from causing muscle repair. By giving your body easily absorbed, undamaged whey, free of added sugar, you may be able to gain back lost muscle and strength. One World Whey is truly undamaged whey protein powder free of added sugar. Both young and elderly are reporting increases in muscle strength and size without any additional exercise. Go to oneworldwhey.com, that's oneworldwhey.com, to read or hear some impressive testimonies to this effect. Or call 888-988-3325, that's 888-988-3325.
Well, good morning and happy new year to all of you. We're talking with George from beautiful Cape Cod, WXTK Radio. And George was telling us about how he puts his beds to bed for the winter using eelgrass. Now, George, tell us where you get the eelgrass and how you get it ready to use for winter protection in your beds.
Okay, well, first of all, I'd like to tell you that the plant itself, the eelgrass plant, is protected. You just can't go out and pull eelgrass plants up and use that. These, like your grass that you use when you lived in Scituate, it comes up on the beach, and when we have a storm, you get horrendous piles of this. So it's an endless supply. And the leaves, the ones that I use, are far up on the beach. That's where they're dried. But they still have critters inside, little amphipods and things like that, which adds to the nutrients. So that's what I use when I plant grass. I sprinkle the eelgrass on top of the seeds. And that's what I'm using for the compost for my perennials and actually annuals, too. And I, as I said, earlier that I don't seem to have any moles or voles digging into this area after I use the eelgrass.
But you know, George, the one thing that I'm thinking is, if you were saying that you're getting little shells and things,
yeah,
maybe it's the possibility that you've got broken mussel shells and seashells that are mixed in with this seaweed and eelgrass, and when these critters dig in them, when they hit the sharp mussel shell or the clam shells, it will keep them out because it's difficult for them without getting hurt. So that could be part of the problem. But for those of you who are listening, George is a very, very unique gardener. George worked with the ocean all of his life. He's a sailor. He's a fisherman. He worked at Woods Hole. He's retired from Woods Hole. So he knows the goodness of the ocean. And if you live by the ocean or you're within an hour's drive, when you hear that there is a nor'easter, a storm that is called a nor'easter, that's going to wash onto the beaches all this seaweed and all this eelgrass. And this is all the goodness that Mother Nature has. And all of the elements, all of the fertilizers that Mother Nature has is in that. And if you can take that home with you, bring some trash bags. And I can remember growing up, when we had a storm like that, my father and I would go down to the beach a day or two after the storm with trash barrels, with empty black trash bags, and we would scoop it up, bring it home, spread it over the garden, and till it into the ground. Sometimes it happened late in the fall, and we weren't able to do it until the following spring. Sometimes we were. But as George has been telling you, this eelgrass is wonderful. It's full of fertilizer, full of nutrients, and it will make your compost so incredible and make plants grow so incredible. It's, to a lot of people who go to the beach, it's junk. It's waste. It is gold. So if you're able to this winter, you get a nice day today or tomorrow, stop, buy yourself a submarine sandwich, a can of tonic, head down to the beach with the kids, bring a bamboo rake, rake it up, clean up the beach, and bring that stuff home. Spread it on your gardens, and it will create the most beautiful soil that you've ever had. And because it's plants from the ocean, there's no weeds. There is absolutely no weeds because the ocean salt has killed any weed seeds that blew into it. And again, George is an incredible gardener. I was down the Cape. I stopped by his house. He has planted hollies that every one of you, if you could see them, would be so envious. I was. Unbelievable hollies. And it's all because of his knowledge of the ocean. He knows the sea. And he knows the goodness of it. And you should use his example. Take his knowledge. Use it. He goes down to the beach. And he collects the shells. And you would say, well, it's just clam shells. There's calcium in there. You hit them with a hammer. Break them up a little bit. Broadcast them in your garden, they'll slowly break down, and they'll add nutritional value to all of your gardens. And George has got some beauties I've traveled with George, and we've done a lot of talking in the past. He's joining us at the Chelsea Flower Show in May. And if you want to see some gardens, you come with us. We leave May 22nd through the 30th this spring. The Chelsea Flower Show is the biggest and the most important flower show in the world. New plants will be introduced at the Chelsea Flower Show. From the flower show, then they go elsewhere. But they are introduced at the Chelsea Flower Show. If you belong to a garden club and you want to go see a real McCoy, this is the place to go. And we travel as a family. We have a ball. We all move together. We ask questions. And I'll spend the time with you, helping you with the gardens. But we're going to see several gardens, and not just little gardens. Some of these gardens were designed by the Royal Horticultural Society. They're incredible. Absolutely incredible. We're going to a British garden center. Can you imagine going to a British garden center and see how they garden that's different to us? And you can ship stuff back home from there. So there's a lot to see, a lot to do. We'd love to have you join us. And if you go to my website, paulparent.com, you can see where we're going to be traveling. And to make it really ironic, we are going to be spending a couple of nights in Plymouth, England. That's where the pilgrims started. That's where they left to come to the United States and start a new world. We'll be spending time there. But the gardens are going to be incredible. So go to the website, check it out. All of the hotels are there. We've built links to the hotels. We've built links to the individual gardens. And we are just about sold out. So that if you would like to come, check it out. Now write down this phone number and they'll give you more information. 800-322-9481. 800-322-9481. And I guarantee you, when you get home and you have seen all of these gardens, you will be a better gardener. When you see the Chelsea Flower Show, you will not have enough film in your camera. If you have the little pieces that you stick into your camera, you will not have enough of those digital pieces. I don't know what you call them. My wife is the technical stuff. But the gardens, the flowers, the vegetables. Oh, my God, you won't believe the vegetables and the new flowers and the new products that you will see at the Chelsea Flower Show. And you'll make friends. And what's nice is, if you're traveling alone, the company, Largay Travel, is working to try and set you up with a roommate so that it costs you less to travel. You're only in the bedroom to sleep. Rest of the day, we're traveling, we're looking at gardens, we're looking at the lawns, we're looking at the trees, and we're making friends. George has traveled with me several times. He's an incredible gardener. His wife, she rules the yard, though. She tells George what to do. He does it. And the two of them can grow just about anything. But he uses the ocean, the shells, the seaweed, the eelgrass, and you should do the same. So if you live near the beach, or may not be going to the beach until July, when you go, bring some trash bags, clean up that seaweed near you, bring it home, blend it in. It is absolutely wonderful. If you can't, there's a product called Vitamin C Seaweed. And this is a company from Maine. And they harvest seaweed. They harvest it like nobody else does. Most seaweed companies will take a long handle rake and pull the seaweed out of the ground. And once they do, that seaweed plant is history. This company has developed a vacuum-type product. They lower the vacuum nozzle in the ground, into the water, rather. There is a 3-foot gap between the cutting blade and the ground. So they only harvest the top of the plant, which is like pinching the plant to make it thicker and to make it fuller. They dry it with the sun. They don't put it in a big oven and dry it at very high temperatures. That way you lose all of the nutritional value. But if you want to put something in your garden, think seaweed, eelgrass, and all of that plant debris that washes ashore, it will make your garden better. And believe me, if you've ever been to George's house and you've seen his garden, it's incredible. Snails, all the mussel shells, he crushes them all up, he blends them into the garden, and his garden is beautiful. George is the man of the sea. He knows it, and he uses it to his advantage, and so should you. If we can help you, 855-660-4261. Give us a call.
Are you always guessing about when to water your potted plants or how much you should give them? Are you watering too much or too little? Let's face it, watering can be confusing. So here's an idea. Take the guesswork out of watering. Use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and never worry about over or underwatering your plants again. Moisture Control Potting Mix contains natural fibers that absorb 33% more water than ordinary soil. It holds water and releases it gradually, only when your plants need it. Have you ever made compost in the backyard? It's fun, but a lot of work and well worth it. You can't use kitchen waste or the animals will dig up your compost pile and make a mess. If you put a lot of weeds in your compost pile, does it get hot enough to kill the weed seeds? It must be 160 degrees to do that. Are you spreading your new compost with weed seeds in it? This spring, join 250,000 gardeners and make compost in the compost tumbler. The compost tumbler will change kitchen and yard waste into rich, weed-free compost in just 2 weeks, not a year like the compost pile. The compost tumbler will hold 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste, and in just 2 weeks, make 2 wheelbarrows of rich compost, about $50 worth of bag compost. Bring the soil back to life. Grow healthier plants with less disease problems. Go to www.paulparent.com. Click on Sponsors, then Compost Tumbler for information and special discount price codes. The Compost Tumbler at paulparent.com. Plants like water. Plants like the sun. But plants love food. That's right, food. When did you feed your plants last? This winter, feed them with Miracle-Gro every 2 weeks. Stronger roots, greener foliage, and more flowers with Miracle-Gro fertilizer. Miracle-Gro has everything your plants will need to survive the long winter. When you repot them, be sure to use Miracle-Gro moisture control potting soil. And watch your plants grow this winter when you feed them with Miracle-Gro.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption, absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Good morning, and happy New Year's to all of you joining us this morning. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. That's 855-660-4261. And if you want some help, let's work together to help you to have a great start to the new year. There's a lot that can be done. I know a lot of you have house plants. You may be having a problem right now. Call us. If you're looking to buy a house plant for your home, give us a call and we'll help you. If you're getting ready to plan your garden, you're not quite sure how to do it, call us and we'll help you to plan that garden. Gardening is not easy. It's a lot of work. But the enjoyment in the long run is what it's all about. You may work like crazy, but when you see that first flower, when you eat that first tomato, wow, what a difference it makes. So give us a call. Talk with Tom. He'll get you set up, and we will help you to have a great garden season. Now, we had talked a little bit about the weather and how it's preventing everything from going dormant. And when I was talking with Ken Kukurowski from the Bayer Advanced Company earlier this week, he was telling me the one thing that he is fearing the most, and it doesn't matter where you live, he is fearing that the insects and the disease spores that are normally killed by the winter temperatures, it may not happen to the amount that it should. Which means that if you had a problem with aphids last year and the aphids laid eggs on the plant for the spring, some of them are killed by the cold weather and the wind and the sun. Well, if the weather stays nice, they will not die, and you'll have more insects than you've had in past years. The same thing with fungus. Some of the disease spores are killed with the colder winter weather. And if you didn't get it, then you're going to have a problem. So I said to Ken, well, your climate in Raleigh, North Carolina, is different than mine in Maine. And he said, exactly. The insects that you have in Maine are hardier. It takes more to kill them. My insects are not as hardy. It doesn't take as much to kill them, but we haven't had the type of winter that would hurt those insects. So if you get a day where the temperatures are going to be in the 40s and 50s like they have been, I want you to drag out your garden hose. Go to your garden center and get all season oil. And all season oil is a highly refined oil byproduct that will smother the eggs of hundreds of kinds of insects. And then a liquid copper or a sulfur fungicide. And your garden center will have either or. And you can combine these two products and you apply them on your flowering trees like crabs to prevent leaf spot, on dogwoods, on your lilacs. You spray it on your rose bushes, on your hydrangea. Spray the ground where your perennials are. If you have roses growing on a trellis or an arbor or a fence, spray the rose, spray the fence. That way, if there's any eggs or disease spores on the fence or the plant, you're going to smother them and kill them. Don't mess around. If you get some good weather, get the hose out, and it will help you a great deal. Ken was telling me where he lives in Raleigh, he has weeds coming up and blooming in his lawn. Can you imagine? It's January, and the weeds are beginning to bloom. The daylilies are up 4 to 5 inches. This is global warming.